okra, cucumbers, and carrots. Now I'm planting my winter garden. I got tomatoes this high, and I'm still eating tomatoes.
Do you get those little tomatoes? What do they call them?
I don't know the name of them, but they call them, they got a name for them. I brought a pile over there to Mr. Butch the other day. His daughter was over there, you know, and I went over there to talk to her a little while. And I brought about this much in a bag, and then I brought a pile of okra. Because he's always bragging, you know, that he has more garden and all that than anybody else. And we still have enough for my daughter-in-law and my aunt to eat, you know, like we want. And then I put up a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Where do you get your milk from now?
I have to buy it. Dollar is $2 a gallon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from?
No, let me see. Yeah, there's 4 quarts in a gallon. It's I get the half gallon and it's $1. That's $2 a gallon. I get it from Grove State. Now, there's a man pasture with milk, but I never could. I guess he's too lazy to walk to my steps to bring in the milk. He always had some faults, you know, something to say, so I quit getting from him. And I use a lot of milk, a lot of it. I never did know how to save milk, and I guess I'm still that way.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't waste it, but I love my milk.
Did you ever keep that thick sour milk around?
You talk about clabber?
Yes, ma'am.
We used to make cream cheese.
Yeah.
And it's not like you get now. Again, there's as much different in that taste as night and day. That's what I'm telling you. I can't eat the one they make now. They put salt on it. I never did want salt on mine. I wanted a little sugar on mine, but not salt. We put a little sugar and a little cream on ours. It was cream cheese, but we put the pure cream on the top of it to eat it.
Was there a place where you would take the cow to milk her? Say, a kind of a place away from the barn that you had where you could
Well, yeah, I used to milk mine right back in my house, yeah. You know, right outside the little yard. I had a tree out there, and I had a place to feed her. You see, I'd feed her. And then when I'd milk him, the calf would get through nursing, well, I'd put her back in the pasture. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. what would you catch it in?
The milk?
Yeah.
You had a big, I still got my bucket. It doesn't look like a milk bucket though anymore. I use it for a scrub bucket, you know. It's a aluminum bucket.
Small at the bottom and gets wider at the
Mm-mm. It was about this tall. It was a little bit small at the bottom and a little bit bigger at the top.
When you milked, what was the first thing you would do when you came in, did you?
Well, you'd strain your milk and then put it in your bottles.
Oh, to get the impurities out of it?
Yeah, no. You'd strain it. You'd always strain it, but it wasn't dirty. If you knew how to milk a cow, you know, it wouldn't be dirty. You'd wipe a bag off, you know, her udder off good, and then brush her side where you was on, and you wouldn't get any dirt in it, nothing.
Did you ever have a cow pick up and knock a bucket over with you?
Did I? A lot of them, I can tell you.
What would you say to them? Did you train them where you could?
I'd get me a stick, a broomstick, just about this long. And when they do that, when she'd put her foot back on the ground, I'd make a bird do it. I'd hit it. She learned how to keep it on the ground.
Say what to her? Salt. Did you say something?